News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, this is really interesting because advertisers in Ireland have been told that their depiction of older people is very often alienating and indeed patronising. And earlier on in the show, we spoke to Orla Carmody, business consultant with Age Friendly Ireland, who highlighted this issue to advertisers at a webinar.
First of all, the advertising industry is a very young industry, and maybe the young people at the design table don't have age-friendly awareness themselves. But I suppose another reason is the advertising industry is very segmented. They know exactly what a 25-year-old wants and what a 35-year-old wants. But after the age of 60, they homogenise the group right until the age of 90, say, as if that's all one group that all want the same things, and it's not. It needs to be segmented. And we don't want to only see older people depicted in ads for stair lifts and incontinence pads. We need to see older people depicted consuming every manner of product.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be said for that. And I'm joined now for more on this by Celia Holman-Lee, iconic Irish model, fashion stylist and television presenter. Celia, good morning to you. Would you agree with Orla? Are you alienated by advertising? Are you patronised, do you think?
Yes, yes, yes. I would agree with everything she said. And I just feel, you know, what's happening, I think it's how, yes, I agree with the product, or may I say the way they're depicting the older lady. But as well as that, it's how their appearance, how they're dressing them as well. I mean, you have to take into consideration that if you have grey hair, it's a wonderful thing. That means you can dress yourself as well. It's the appearance, I feel, as well. Is not, they're not depicting it correctly when they dress these older ladies, including myself, for ads, that for whatever the product is that they're promoting. You take, for instance, you know, there are iconic women out there. For instance, you take take Helen Mirren, or take any of them, Jane Fonda.
Take you for example. let's be honest, it's not just the Sharon Stones, it's the Celia Holman Lees. I mean, you are one of the most stylish women in the country to this day, and I know you're open you, about your age. You're over 60, shall we say.
Well, say for instance, Kira, I'm talking about myself. If I was offered an ad like that, first thing I would insist that I'm dressed the way I want to dress, that I'm dressed colourful, that I'm dressed a little bit stylish. I don't want a short skirt. I don't want a low neck. I don't want, you know, something that my 40, 50-year-old or, you know, 30-year-old would wear. I want something that's appropriate to make me look stylish, a little bit fashionable, that make me feel, you know, that I'm of the time, that I'm not of the time back.
And it isn't just the clothes, I think, Celia. I think what Orla said is fair. It's all stair lifts, cremations, incontinence pads. I was listening to the radio on the way into work this morning, and an ad came on, and I think it was Brian Murray, who was obviously an actor in Fair City, was playing the character in it, and he was somebody's dad, and he was kind of, he was sort of saying, oh, I know how to use the internet. And they were saying, aren't you great, dad? But it was very patronising. I'm sure Brian Murray in real life knows fine well how to use the internet. And yet in an ad, a man of his age is being depicted as it being slightly beyond him.
Yes, I would agree with that. Definitely. They forget that we're savvy, as you know, they forget that I'm on the internet. I can use my phone. I can get out there. I can have a good time. And they seem to, I think it's the advertising people that feel that if they are advertising a product, that the person who's advertising it, if it's for an older person, has to look a little bit older, even as their appearance has to look older. And I don't agree with that. I feel, you know, they don't give us a fair enough chance, is what I would say.
Yeah.
Because it's a little bit, as you said there, Kira, patronising, you know, they put us on chairs and we, you know, whatever
it's
it is.
It's also interesting that
whatever the product is.
That they recognise that there's a difference between a 15-year-old and a 25-year-old and a 35-year-old and a 45-year-old, but they think 60-year-olds and 95-year-olds are the same thing when they clearly aren't. You know, people are at very different stages of life, in their 60s to their 70s, their 80s and their 90s. I think they're probably missing a trick too in terms of the buying power of older people.
Yes, they are. I mean, they forget we're the crowd, that the kids are gone. The grandkids are, well, mine are My eldest, I have five of them, and the eldest boy is 13. So, I mean, we're a different generation now, and we do have a few bob, and we can spend. Yeah. And I've always said that we're the ones with the few bob, because at this stage in our lives, we should have. And we don't get a chance then, because, well, we do get a chance, but we're depicted as if we're feeble, etc. Like, I got a campaign there, which I was very surprised about, but delighted to head, was menopause. The Menopause Awareness Day. Like, I'm well beyond that, Kira, but I was so thrilled to talk about it, and I was asked to be part of that.
And very topical.
That I hadn't forgotten, that I went through it, and, you know, lots of my generation, nobody ever spoke about that.
And look, thank you very much for
it. Great to be part of that.
For speaking to us this morning. I really do appreciate it. That is Celia Holman Lee there. Let us know what you think, particularly if you are a little bit older. Do you feel patronised? Do you feel marginalised? And do you feel like everything is about elasticated waists and incontinence pads and all of that? Is it that the advertising industry is patronising to older people? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.